47 after, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. Sad stuff here with drivers hitting kids everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. A man driving a pickup truck, this happened in Wisconsin, veered off the road Saturday morning and hit a group of Girl Scouts and their chaperones. They were picking up trash on the side of the road. Three fourth graders and one adult woman was killed. A fourth girl is in critical condition. Police say the driver fled but later turned himself in. He was like a 21-year-old kid, so they don't know yet if alcohol was involved or he's distracted. But it's just all these bus incidents with kids getting hit, and now this, just, we got to pay attention when we're behind the wheel. It's not worth that. Whatever you're texting or looking at, or it's not worth it. Everybody's life's affected by that.
I will say, I very much so cut down on my texting and driving.
I would hope so.
I like actually almost completely have cut down on it.
I mean, I get to the point now where I try not to even answer a text because I have my navigation up there, and I'll just like, okay, even while I'm at a stop sign, because then once you do it, you get back in that habit of looking at your phone, touching it.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
Well, I got this. No, you don't. It's one moment of a mess up, but that's all it takes. I don't get this. This is happened last week for Halloween, but it's kind of really getting a lot of traction now. And I'll put the photo up on the Need to Know News blog. I don't get what they were thinking. Tell me if you've seen this. The superintendent for Middleton School District in Idaho had to issue an apology after photos were shared online of elementary school staffers dressed up as the border wall. Did you see
what?
This? Yeah, it's how dumb are you? You're teachers. They came as a group. Dressed up as, quote, stereotypical Mexicans, complete with maracas, colorful shawls, and sombreros, and also a cardboard border wall with Make America Great spelled out across the front of the costumes.
These are the future of our children. This is what?
I don't understand. The photo even made it onto the school district's face page. That's not good. And from there, it all went downhill. A petition has started demanding no more racism in Middleton School District. Over 9,000 signatures have been added, and many are calling for the teachers to be fired. A dozen Idaho advocacy groups, including the ACLU of Idaho, also sent a letter to the district noting the impact of such a hostile environment that it can have lasting beyond the classroom or for the students. And then the superintendent had to step in. He said he was deeply troubled by the decision by our staff members to wear those costumes that are clearly insensitive and inappropriate. He apologized, saying, "We are better than this. We embrace all students." Like, how dumb are you?
Hey, how about focus on actually teaching the children something rather than bringing politics into a situation, an environment where politics does not need to be in? These are children. Why are you doing anything that has to do with politics? Teach them how to count. That's annoying.
Yeah, teach them about time change.
Exactly. Teach me about time change.
Yeah, go back to school. Do something.
Are we sure it wasn't the Great Wall of China?
Good point.
Well, that's offensive too, I think.
Yeah.
So, all that. No more walls. This is interesting, and I really actually like this. Let me give you some good stories, okay? This is cool. The regular customers at a donut shop in California have been buying up all the inventory early every day. Why are they doing this? Is it because they want donuts? Well, maybe, but there's another reason why. The owner's wife had an aneurysm, and once he sells out every day, he can go home to be with her. Check this out.
Recently, customers noticed Mr. Chan was working alone. His wife suffered an aneurysm. She survived, but she's weak and in rehab. So every day, once the donuts are sold, he rushes to be with her. Neighbors have rallied, asking everyone to buy a dozen donuts at a time. The story has spread through online newsletters and word of mouth. He tells us he doesn't want a GoFundMe account. Some of the people who've come in here have asked him if they can do that for him. He just wants more precious time with his wife. And he said he really appreciates everyone rallying to help.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I have goosebumps. Oh, so cute.
That's awesome right there. And final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. Ladies, fellas, pay attention. This is important when it comes to that engagement moment. There's a woman in Melbourne, Australia named Diane, and her boyfriend, Jose, surprised by proposing this weekend. Diane's a nurse, so she says her nails are never done. You know, it's one of those jobs where it's like, I don't have time to get my nails done. I'm constantly doing stuff. And, well, she was embarrassed after she got proposed to and not having, you know, like good-looking nails to
right.
put the ring and show it off like all the girls do.
Uh-huh.
So her cousin Jen put on the ring and hand modeled for the picture, and it's funny because you can't tell unless you look at like another photo showing her cousin dipping down like on her knee, and it's just her hand standing in her there like she's a hand model, and it's like, wow, beautiful nails right there. And you don't know, because I mean, good thing is her skin tone and everything's pretty similar, because that'd be funny, but it's like genius idea.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely genius. Doing anything going for the gram. I get it, and I respect it.
You can see the pic right now. It's on the Joe's Need to Know News blog, and you can go check that out. That is Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now.